Rev 10 Podcast for February 11th, 2005.
Incoming subspace signal.
Rev 10 Podcast.
Now give me that remote! What do I look like, a chair?
Rev 10.
She don't move much, but she makes one heck of a scarecrow.
Ah!
Yeah.
Podcast.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Welcome, everyone. You've reached the Rev 10 Podcast. February 11th, 2005. Greetings and welcome to the whole world. Now, this podcast is all about bringing hope to people just like you all around the world. And we want to bring hope and inspiration into your life. I'm a pastor in the San Francisco Bay Area, and that's one thing that I like to do is bring inspiration to people. Now, at any time, you can go and find the show notes by pointing your browser to podcast.revtim.com. That's podcast.revtim.com. Or you can always leave us a feedback, an audio feedback or an email feedback, and just email that to feedback@revtim.com. A third option is to call our voicemail line, and that number is 815-301-8600. It's not toll-free. But work out your cell minutes and leave us a voicemail at 815-301-8600. And that's the godcast.org, godcast.org comment line. We'd love to hear from you. Well, today I have something that's kind of interesting to talk about. And it's really about something that probably everybody goes through in their life from time to time. And that is simply just running into bad luck in your life. Now, I knew a guy named Carl once, and he had moved down from college and moved in with some people that we knew, some friends of ours, and he found a job, and he was working, and things were going okay with him in his life, and all of a sudden, things began to fall through for him and began to not work out in his life. In fact, he lost his job. He was trying to figure out what to do next, and he had bought this older car, and he was turning left, ran a red light, and a car hit him from the left and right and totaled his car. He was fine, but it just totally like did a sandwich job on his car. And then he borrowed a bike, and he was riding through a rainstorm, tucked his head down, and ran the bike right into a parked car and flew up over the car, messed up his back and his leg. And then the people that he was living with, he wasn't able to pay them rent or anything, and so they said, "You've just got to find another place. It's not working out for you." So he finally ended up joining the military to kind of escape all of this trouble that was going on in his life. There's a story in the Bible. It's in the last 10 chapters of Genesis. It's a story about Joseph. Maybe you've heard about this guy. They always talk about Joseph and his coat of many colors that his dad gave him. Well, it turns out that his brothers were really jealous of him because his father did favor him. Somehow he was, you know, playing favors by giving him these gifts and just really honoring him in different ways in his life. And his brothers were so jealous of him that once they were out in the field one day and they staged his death and they spilled some goat's blood onto his coat of many colors. That's what they gave back to his father. But they actually put him down in this dry well to try to figure out what to do with him. And they ended up selling him into slavery with some nomads that were coming by. He became, after he was in slavery, he began to work in the king's palace somehow, and he became honored and slowly found himself actually helping the king of the land as his right-hand man. Now, this is a period of many years later. And in Joseph's life, his luck also ran out again because the king's wife tried to trick him into sleeping with her. And he had integrity, and he ran from her, and the king's wife actually went back to the king and lied about it because she was embarrassed, telling the king that Joseph tried to sleep with her. And the king had Joseph thrown into prison. Later, he learned the truth about it, but while he was in prison, all of the luck that Joseph had really seemed to go bad. Maybe you've kind of felt this way in your life, that no matter what you did, no matter what you tried to do, things went wrong.
The number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
They call me Mr. Bad Luck. got to understand. It hurts me so much to say my name. They call me Mr. Bad Luck. Lost my money in Vegas. Lost my children to the state. Lost my house to the man. My wife's got a new mate. You got to understand, baby. It hurts me so much to say my name. They call me Mr. Bad Luck. I don't want no sympathy if I have to blame, I look to myself. I don't want no pity, baby. It's me and nobody else. Your mama and your daughter. My luck is bad as it gets now. To sing these blues, I got no regrets. Hey, yeah, I got to understand, baby. It hurts me so much to say my name. They call me Mr. Bad Luck. To say my name, baby. They call me Mr. Bad Luck. To say my name.
So, you know, things like that can happen. Things like that, that it just seems like everything is going really bad in your life, and it seems like nothing is working out no matter what you try to do. The thing with Joseph is that things begin to change for him because he just kept steady. You know, later in life, he actually faced his brothers again that sold him into slavery. In fact, it was a time of famine in the land, and they were trying to come to him because they had stored up a bunch of grain that they wanted to buy from him. And they were scared to death when they found out that was the brother that they sold and they betrayed when he was young. But it's really interesting what he said to his brothers, because this is what we all need to kind of take away from this. Is when Joseph was going through this, he somehow relied upon the strength of God himself. Because here's what he said to his brothers. And this is from the Message version. It's found in Genesis 50, verse 20, if you ever want to look it up. It's found at the show notes if you want to find that reference. But the verse says this: "Don't you see? You planned evil against me, but God used those same plans for my good, as you see all around you right now. Life for many people." Friends, let me talk to you, because when you trust God and when you honor him in your life, it makes a difference. God can use very bad and very difficult things in your life for your good. And he can show you his purpose that in the whole history of what has happened, that has transpired, he can show you his purpose in that whole history. Another verse that I like is 2 Chronicles 16:9, and it says this: "For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the whole earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him." So if you're going through some difficult things right now, some bad luck, hang in there. Be strong and pray, because God might just be working his plan in your life for good. Jeremiah 29:11 says that he knows the plans that he has for you. Those plans are for good, not disaster, and to give you a future and a hope. So hang in there and be strong. because God loves you very much. Send me a feedback on this, feedback@revtim.com. Also, check out podcastalley.com. I could really use your votes. I'm trying to get into the top 10. If you'll just take a moment today and go to podcastalley.com, check out Rev Tim Podcast, go there and place a vote for me. I'd really appreciate it. And if you're really brave, check out our church website at restoringhope.com. So until next time, this is the Rev Tim. Your service to the King begins now.